Many well-intended people start new businesses. The statistics reveal that out of 5 new businesses that start, 4 fail. Only 1 succeeds. The intentions of the other were also genuine, but what they failed was in technique. So, mere intention. You say, all right, I intend to play golf. But intention will not ensure that you will get a hole in one until you have the proper technique. Where do you get the technique from? This requires knowledge. Knowledge is so important in life. You know, when I first started coming to USA, I believe it was the year 2009, I was supposed to go from Plano to Arlington. In those days, GPSs were not very common. So the person driving me did not have a GPS. And when we got nicely lost, my driver decided to take directions from the nearby gas station. And he went to the owner of the gas station. That person was kind-hearted. He explained that you go left, right, taste this exit, then turn, do a U-turn from here, etc., etc. And he was even kind enough to draw a map and give it to us. We followed the map. But after half an hour, we did not land up in Arlington. We found ourselves in Grapevine. And then we realized that the map we had been given was a wrong map. Some people say you are in life where you intend to be. But on this day, we were not in life where we intended to be. Because we intended to be in Arlington and we were in Grapevine. So beyond intention is the knowledge which helps you take you to your desired destination. Yesterday we discussed you purify your intention by choosing to be a karma yogi. You start offering all your works to God. Not a little bit, but everything. Sarveshu Kaleshu. And this will happen when your mind is attached to God. Now, how will you attach your mind to God? This will require knowledge. The more you can understand about God, automatically love will develop. People ask how to bring bhakti. The biggest bhakt of Sri Ram said, Sohana Ram Prema Binu Gyanu. Without understanding the Ram Tattva, you will not develop Prem for Ram. And the big devotee of Sri Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Siddhanta Baliya Chitte Na Karo Alos. In understanding the Siddhanta knowledge, don't be lazy. So what will happen with knowledge? See, let us say it is your birthday. People are coming and giving you gifts. They are nicely wrapped in gift paper with very ornamental ribbons with wonderful bows on them and roses stuck here and there. And as they come to your birthday party and hand you these gifts, you are delighted. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Somebody comes and gives you a tattered bag. It's your birthday. Happy birthday. You curl your nose. What is this tattered bag? Look at all these wonderful gifts that people are giving to me. And this is all he can think of getting for me. He says, "Sir, madam, look inside the bag." You open the bag and you find $100,000. Oh my God, this is the real gift. These were ordinary. Now you've developed such love for the gift, you put it to your heart. Wah, 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 wah. See, it is the same gift. When you had no knowledge of it, what is inside it, what is its value, what can it do for you? You had no love for it. And when you understood this is worth $100,000, you became delighted. Oh, I can do so much with $100,000. Ah, my day is made. Now tell me, what is more valuable, $100,000 or God? But do you love God more or do you love $100,000 more? Think about it. You love $100,000 more because you don't understand the value of God. If you truly understood who is God, what are his powers, what can he do for you, what is your relationship with him, what is his relationship with everything in the world, then you would fall head over heels madly in love with God as well. That is why the Ramayana says, "Jane binuna hoi paratiti, binu paratiti hoi nahi priti." Until you get knowledge of God, you will not have faith. And until you have faith, I mean, you can have faith. There is one kind of faith, which is wishy-washy faith. You know, my neighbor said that you tie a ribbon to that tree and your desire will be fulfilled. So you went, made a desire and tied a ribbon. Desire by chance was fulfilled. You say that tree fulfilled it. Now you have got faith. But that kind of faith is no value, because second time you made a desire and tied a ribbon, it was not fulfilled. You say, "Oh, oh, this tree and this neighbor, they are all no good." So true faith, solid faith, is that which is based on understanding, on knowledge. That kind of Shraddha. And it is the beauty of our Sanatan Dharma. The Sanatan Dharma gives us this wonderful knowledge on the basis of which you can have faith. That is why, if you wish to succeed in life, first of all, acquire quality knowledge.